Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are now going to learn about the mitzvah of Achilas Lechem Haponim, basing ourselves on the Sefer Achilas Kodshim on page Ayin Aleph by Rabbi Eliezer Hiyun. This shir should be a schus for Avram Mordechai ben Necha Gittel and Shmuel Alexander ben Necha Gittel and Simcha ben Necha Gittel. They should all be zochet debrocha vehatzlocha b'chol ma'asei yideihem, and for a zivug hagun for Yehudalev ben Nechama Rivka and Ilana Simon bas Miriam and Ari ben Yamin ben Sarah Machla and Esther Bela bas Rus Devora and Levi Zev ben Yehudis, Yaakov ben Leah, Sima Rezel bas Sheva, and everybody else who needs. Lechem Aponim is the lechem that is always on the Shulchan Hazov in the Beis Hamikdash, as it says in the Pasuk in Parashas Truma, V'nasata al Shulchan Lechem Aponim lefonai tomid. You should put the lechem on the shulchan, this lechem upon him always in a parashas emor. It's mefurish that this lechem was exchanged every Shabbos, and the old bread was eaten by the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim of that mishmar, of the group of that week. V'yoyim ha-Shabbos, v'yoyim ha-Shabbos, yarechenu lefnei Hashem, tamid meit b'nei Yisrael, b'ris oylam, v'yisa laharon ulbano v'achlu b'makom kadosh, ki kodesh kadoshim hulo me'ishe Hashem chok olam. On Shabbos, he prepared in front of Hashem, always in from Bnei Yisrael, as an eternal covenant, and it should be for Aaron and his sons. They should eat it in the holy place, because it is holy of holies, from the fire of God, an eternal statute. So we have to understand and discuss, is there a mitzvah to eat the Lechem Haponim? The basis for the suffix is Lechem Haponim like other menachos, because it comes from the Chita, like Rashi says in Vayikra, Shekol Dover Abba Min Atvua Bechlal Mincha Hi. So it's included in Mincha. It's like another type of Mincha. So it is subsumed under the category of Achilas HaMincha, the mitzvah of Achilas Mincha. Or do we say no, that it has a different din than a regular Mincha? The Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, writes, V'chein achilas shorei menachos mitzvah seseh, that eating the remnants of the menachos is a mitzvah seseh, v'anoseres minu yochlo aron ubano v'yikra v'avtes. So we see that it is a mitzvah to eat menachos. And the question is asked, how come the Rambam didn't enumerate the mitzvah of achilas lechem haponim? Just like there's a mitzvah of achilas menachos, he should have also enumerated the mitzvah of achilas lechem haponim, as it says, v'achlu b'makom kadosh. And for the or sameach, mishum dihi nechlelet b'amitzvah esed achilas shorei menachos, because it's included, it's subsumed under the category of achilas menachos, because lechem haponim is also called a mincha, as we saw in Rashi. And azoy zokt the grach. The or sameach bases his words on what it says in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Chav Zayin. Zok the Rambam, he should sivanu lasim lechem lefanei Hashem tomid, v'u amro v'nasat al shulchan lechem haponim lefanei tomid, v'kor yadat al hashana toira, lahasim lechem chom kol Shabbos v'she'imo levona, v'yochlu kohanim alechem shenasa b'Shabbos hakodeim. So we have a mitzvah to place the bread in front of Hashem always, and that's what it says in Parshas Truma. You should put the bread on the table in front of the lechem haponim, in front of me always, and you already know the lashon of the Torah is to put warm bread every Shabbos, and there should be Lavona with it, the frankincense, what they call in English, and the Kohanim should eat the bread from the previous week. The Ravid on the Sefer HaMitzvah writes, Omar Avram, b'lo melo chashav haktaras ha-bezichin. How come he didn't also enumerate the haktara of the bezichin, that they are makti, or this Lavona, which is in the bezichin, these kelim, that are next to the lechem haponim? Dichsiv yishei la'ashem. And achilas So the Rambam should have enumerated the mitzvah of Haktaras Bezichin, and not only to place the bread in front of Hashem. And he also should have enumerated the mitzvah of achilas lechem. How come there is not a special mitzvah, asks the Ravid on the Rambam, to eat the lechem upon him? So it comes out then, according to the Ravid, the mitzvah of the lechem upon him includes three different mitzvahs. Arranging the breads, like the Rambam himself paskins, eating them, and being makdir the bezichin. The Rambam says there's only one mitzvah. The Rambam just enumerates arranging the breads. What about eating the menachas? So from here, the Orsameach, that's not a special mitzvah. So the Orsameach says, you know why? Because it's included in the mitzvah essay of eating the menachas. However, the Kesef Mishnah answers the Hasag of the Ravid, and he says the Rambam didn't enumerate the mitzvah of lechem upon him. So the Rambam holds there is no mitzvah to eat the lechem upon him. Vachlu is not a mitzvah. Pshat in the pasuk is kishiyochlu, like the Kesef Mishnah. Lo yela b'makom kadosh, it should be in the holy place. Not this is a mitzvah to eat it. The pasuk is saying if you're going to eat it, it should be in a holy place. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamidim Musafin, beginning of Perek Hey, opens up mitzvah essay l'sader lechem upon him b'chol yom Shabbos. He says to arrange the breads. He doesn't mention eating. Mashma like the Orsamech or the Kesef Mishnah. There's no special mitzvah to eat it. Either it's subsumed under the category of eating, the mitzvah of eating other menachas, or there's no mitzvah at all. However, the Rambam himself writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, V'yochlu ha-kohanim alechem shenaseh b'Shabbos HaKodeh. So he mentions the fact that there's a mitzvah to eat it. The Rambam does, in fact, he doesn't give it a separate mitzvah, but when talking about the seder of the lechem upon him, or arranging the lechem upon him, he mentions also the fact that you have to eat it. Now, by Pashtus, the time for the eating of the lechem upon him is like other menachos that are eaten, yom v'layla, the day and the following night until the morning. Both according to the Kesef Mishnah that there is no mitzvah, and according to the Or HaSamech that there is a mitzvah like other menachos. And in fact, the Tosefta in Tzvachim, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, enumerates the mitzvah of eating the lechem upon him with the other Menachos and Kachay Kachim, and concludes. V'ne'echolim l'zichre k'una b'chol layla v'yom b'layla ad chatzos. They're eaten to the male Kohanim day and night until chatzos. So you have the day and the next night. And the Nosar is Chal, says the Tosefta at Alas HaShachar. We have an interesting shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah and Abbas and Rabbeinu Gershom and Me'ila. They were mechadesh that eating the lechem upon him is not a mitzvah on Shabbos when they removed the old bread. Rather, the whole week from Sunday until Friday. And that's a very mechudesh dikashita. That you have the whole week to eat it. And there are those who say that the makor for their shita is from Shmuel Aleph, the maisa with David HaMelech, that he went to Nov, that he to Achimelech HaKohen, and Achimelech gave him to eat from the lechem upon him. And the Radak writes that David didn't come on Shabbos, he came during the week. So how is there still lechem upon him during the week? It must be, like Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Gershom said, they ate it the whole week. However, the whole parasha there is tamua, because how, in fact, did they have lechem apanim and nov? And how did David HaMelech eat from the bread? So Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this in the Igros Moshe in Chela Kachin V'Taretz Simen Yud Aleph. So this is something that could be discussed, but that's not our topic right now. So we have a very interesting Mechodesh Dikashita that the bread can be eaten all week. The Rambam in his Perash HaMishnayis Menachos Perak Beis Mishnah Beis says V'alechem nechal V'haysel Aaron Olabana V'achlu B'makom Kadosh V'zeh lechem Apanim Einu nechal Ela B'yom HaShabbos B'uvad. The Rambam says only on Shabbos, as it says in the Pasuk V'yom HaShabbos V'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu. So it could only be eaten on Shabbos itself. So now we have that it's eaten until the following morning, like all other menachas, pashup shat. We have Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's eaten all week, till Friday. And then we have the Rambam, who says that it's just eaten on Shabbos. Rambam is shver. Like Tosfos Yontif asks, from the Mishnah on Menachas, Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, Chol Yom HaKippurim Lios B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos and you can't eat the bread, so you give them out at night. So you see the Lechem HaPanim is eaten at night. Like other kachim and menachos that are eaten day and night. So the Sefer Achilas Kachim wants to be mechadish that in the Achilas Lechem HaPanim, besides the din of Achilas Shar Menachos, like the Rosh Hashanah mentioned, there is another din Achila. What's this other din Achila? Let's see. In the Sefer Be'er Yitzchak and Ritzel Chanan in Or HaChaim Simen Yedalet, he notes about Korbanos Tzibur that are Docha Shabbos, that we have to understand how are Korbanos Tzibur Docha Shabbos? Since Korbanos Shabbos aren't Hutra, they're only Duchuya. In other words, it's not that there's no Shabbos at all when it comes to Korbanos. There is Shabbos, but Shabbos is pushed away. So I have an idea, says the Be'er Yitzchak. Why don't we shech the carbon with two people? Shnayim sha'asu. So it's not as aser. So on the Shalos Shuvos Ein Yitzchak and Arachaim Simit Hesvavos Memvav, he answers that in the Musafim of Shabbos and the Karbanos Hayom, there is a special Chovas Hayom that requires us to bring them. And if not for Kedush Sayom, we wouldn't have to bring them. So, not like we understood in our Kasha, that it's Tuchuya, it's really Hutra. There is no Shabbos. Shabbos tells you to bring the carbon. So, Mel, there's no reason to do it by Shnayim Sha'asu. It's part of the Chovas Hayom. The Lecha Mishnah notes in the Rambam, in the first parak of Ilchus Korban Pesach, Lecha Yudches, who says that Tzlias HaPesach isn't Docha Shabbos because you can be Tzolet after Shabbos. Ask the Lecha Mishnah why, with respect to Aktaras Eivarim Ve'emurim of Korbanos Shabbos, do we say they are Docha Shabbos, even though you can be makdir them after Shabbos? But by Tzlias HaPesach, we don't say this. And he answers that Hekter Chalav Me'varim is a mitzvah and a mufchar to bring it that day. Tzlias HaPesach, it doesn't matter when we roast it. So we shouldn't roast it on Shabbos, roast it on Motzei Shabbos. We have to understand this Lecha Mishnah. That exactly was the question. Why is this better than that? Why is it more of a mitzvah to be makdir the Evarim Pidarim on Shabbos than it is to be Tzolel Pesach on Shabbos? But based on what we learn from the Ein Yitzchak, it's very clear that Haktaras Evarim and Emurim of Korbanos Shabbos are mutar on Shabbos because it's Hutra. Legabe Shabbos is no Isser because they come from the Chovas Hayom of Yom Shabbos, Mashenkin Tzlias HaPesach, which isn't Chovas Yom HaShabbos and doesn't come from the mitzvah of Shabbos. It's for the Pesach. Memela, it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. So with respect to the Lechem HaPanim, we can say the same thing. Yes, there's a mitzvah of eating the lechem aponim, al lechem aponim, but there's also a chiyuv midin yom haShabbos. So we have one chovas hayom, and that one chovas hayom is all encompassing. What is that chovas hayom? To be mesader the lechem, to be makdir the bezichim that we talked about before. to bring in the new, move the old ones, bring in the new breads. The Kohanim should eat the old breads. It's all one inyan. It's all a Chavis Hayyim. Why on Shabbos? So that already we have in the Sfarim HaKadoshim HaKabbalah, in the Shla and elsewhere. Balatanya, in the Kutei Torah, other places, they talk about the Kiddush of the Shaychas between Lechem HaPanim and Shabbos. Al-Kopanim, the din of Lechem HaPanim, is a Chavis Hayyim. That comes from Yom HaShabbos. And that's what the Rambam says. V'kvar yadad alashen atar lasim lechem chom kol Shabbos v'shia imo levonov yochlo akwanam alechem shenazah b'Shabbos hakodem. It's all about Shabbos. Besides the mitzvah of achila, of lechem aponim, mitzat shiarim and other menachas, there's also a special mitzvah, mitzat Shabbos, to eat the lechem. And now we understand the Rambam very beautifully, she did the Rambam in the Parash of Mishnayis, where he says that there's a special mitzvah to eat the Lechem HaPanim Dafkan Shabbos. It's not until the next day. Why? Mitzad the halacha of Chobas Hayom. To eat the Lechem HaPanim Dafkan Shabbos. So Rambam works out very well with the Kabbalah of the Kedusha of the Lechem HaPanim and the Shaychas to Shabbos. However, when you're dealing with Yom Kippur, so it says that that on Yom Kippur, remember the kasha of the Tosis Yantif, then in Menachas it says that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the chalos are mischalik la'erev. Why? Because you can't eat it on Shabbos because it's Yom Kippur. So you eat it at night, mitzad what? Mitzad the halacha of regular menachas. Since you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of eating it on Shabbos. So now we have that there's one mitzvah on Shabbos, and it's all encompassing Sidur Lechem Aponim, which includes everything, Haktar Sabazichin, Valavona, and the Sidur, and the Achila. It's all Chovas Hayom. So why did the Rambam, we can answer the Rabbi's Kasha, why did the Rambam not enumerate it as its own individual mitzvah? So the answer is, because it's all included in mitzvah Sidur Lechem HaPanim. It's all Chovas Hayom. Abnei Nezer and Orachaim Simon Shinpei and the Meshachachman and Parshas Emor ask, how come an Erev Pesach that's Chol B'Shabbos we eat the Lechem HaPanim? Lechem HaPanim is like matzah, and matzah is Aser B'Achila B'Erev Pesach Ad Shetechshach. So how are we allowed to eat it? So they answer that Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. So the Kasha is that with other Karbanos we don't say to eat them dafka during the day and not the following night because of Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. Why here yes? So the answer is because here there's a special inyan to eat the Lechem HaPanim dafka on Shabbos Mishum Chovas Hayom. Just to go back to the Kesef Mishnah, he says that there's no chi of mitzvah achil on the lechem aponim. And v'achlu means, not that you have there's a mitzvah to eat it, but that when you eat it, you have to eat it in a makom kadosh. So based on him, we can understand the Gemara in Pesachim Gimel Amud Beis, that there were these Kohanim who didn't eat a shear. There were these three Kohanim, and one of them said to his friend, Higiani Kapul, I only had a little bit. He didn't have a kezayis. Everybody asks, had to be less than a shear. So since it was talking there about the Lechem HaPanim, like Rashi explains, it's very beautiful, Lechem HaPanim, there is no mitzvah achila. And therefore he doesn't have to eat a shear of kezayis. The Rashba in Shabbos, Tari Aleph and Aleph, writes that there's a mitzvah of achilas truma, which comes from the word in the Torah, mishmeres, to guard it. Since the Torah says mishmeres trumosai, we have to guard the truma, that it shouldn't be destroyed, it shouldn't be lost. And Rashi learns that this mishmeres trumosai in chulin beis amid beis is referring to all the kachim. So, based on this, lechem apanim also, if there's a mitzvah of achila, like we've been saying, not according to the Kesef Mishnah, but according to the Or Samech and the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah of achila, so there's also a mishmeres, mitzvah of mishmeres here. We shouldn't let it go, liibud, become noiser. So, we learned some yeseldos in the mitzvah of achilas lechem apanim. We should all be zocher. Lilmod ulamid lishma balasus, the kaim is called Ibrahim Salma Tarasa bihava. Amen, via amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.